Hey, welcome back to Market Mischief, the show where finance doesn't have to sound like a tax audit.
Exactly. And today we're talking about going public, which honestly, sounds way more dramatic than it is. Like, I'm going public with my feelings, but instead, it's I'm going public with my balance sheet.
Mm-hmm. And yet so many people get this wrong. They think going public means the company just shows up on the stock exchange and starts trading.
Oh.
Boom. Done?
Yeah. And then they're shocked when someone says, wait, Spotify didn't raise money in its IPO because it didn't have an IPO.
Uh-huh.
Like, what? How do you go public without an IPO?
Right? That's the whole rabbit hole. So let's start simple. Going public isn't one thing. It's three very different things wearing the same t-shirt.
Three. Okay, I mean, I know IPOs. Everyone knows IPOs.
Right.
But what are the other two? Is one of them SPACs? Because I swear I heard that word at a brunch once and immediately nodded like I knew what it meant.
Oh no. Brunch SPAC energy is real. But yeah, SPACs are one.
Yeah.
And the third? The quiet, cool cousin nobody talks about at family dinners, the direct listing.
Direct listing? Like, Spotify? Yeah. I remember reading that headline, Spotify goes public, no underwriters, no roadshow, just, boom, shares for sale.
Oh.
It felt like watching someone jump off a cliff, but it was perfect form.
Exactly, and here's the kicker. The only thing all three paths have in common, they all happen under the watchful, slightly stern gaze of the SEC.
Oh, the SEC, right? The financial version of your high school principal who knows you've been sneaking candy into class.
Yes, and their job isn't to stop you. It's to make sure you can't lie while doing it.
Right.
So every single page of that S1 filing has to be in plain English. No heretofore, no pursuant to, no notwithstanding the foregoing. Just clear sentences.
Wait, really? Like, we make money by selling ads, but sometimes users don't click, so revenue might drop?
Yeah.
Hit that kind of plain?
Yes! There's actually a whole SEC plain English handbook. It's got tips like avoid passive voice and don't bury risks in footnotes.
Uh-huh.
It's oddly wholesome.
I love that. So the SEC isn't just the bouncer. They're also the editor-in-chief. Okay, okay. Back to the three paths. Let's talk IPO first. The OG. The I'm ready. I've got auditors, I've got lawyers, and I definitely need $300 million trout.
Yep. The IPO is basically a full production. Script, lighting, costume change, and a 12-person crew.
Yeah.
You hire underwriters who, fun fact, buy your shares first, then sell them to the world. So they're not just advisors, they're risk takers.
Why? So they're like financial venture capitalists for one day.
Oh.
And they charge 7% for that? That's wild. Like if you raise $100 million, you hand over $7 million just for the privilege of being listed.
And that's before legal fees, printing costs, investor relations consultants.
Right.
One startup told me their IPO prep cost more than their entire R&D budget for 2 years. They paused, then said, worth it.
Hmm. So IPO expensive, slow but stable.
Yeah.
You get pricing support. You get a roadshow. You get analysts covering you the next day. It's like hiring a personal trainer and a nutritionist and a life coach for your company.
Exactly. Whereas direct listing, it's like showing up to the gym in sweatpants, doing your own warm-up, and letting everyone watch your reps live. No commentary, no filters.
No underwriters, no fixed price. Just open market auction on day one.
Oh.
So the first trade sets the tone. Could be calm. Could be. Well, remember when Coinbase listed? Shares opened at $381, then swung to $429. Then dropped to $320 all before lunch.
Yeah, market-driven price discovery sounds elegant until your portfolio looks like a roller coaster map.
Right.
But here's the magic. No new shares issued. So founders and employees can sell their shares. No dilution. No cash raise for the company.
So it's shareholder liquidity, not corporate fuel.
Yeah.
Like, hey, my team's been waiting 8 years to cash out. Let's give them access, not ask for more money. Smart. unless you need money.
Bingo. Which brings us to SPACs, the shortcut that turned into a maze.
SPAC is literally a shell company with cash looking for a date. It goes public first, raises money, then merges with your private company later.
So it's like dating app for companies? Hi, I'm Blank Check Corp. I've got $500 M and great credit. Swipe right if you want to go public in 6 months.
Yes, and the appeal, speed. Less paperwork. No roadshow.
Yeah.
But, big but, the SEC's been leaning in hard lately. New rules require way more disclosure about conflicts, sponsor fees, even how much the SPAC team actually stands to gain.
Because, spoiler, some sponsors made hundreds of millions just for finding a target.
Ooh.
Meanwhile, retail investors were holding the bag when the merger went sideways.
Exactly. So now SPACs have to say things like, where a sponsor gets 20% of the equity even if the stock drops 60% after merger.
Yeah.
Which, okay, fair warning.
It's like putting the terms in bold at the bottom of the menu. Side effects may include volatility, regret, and sudden interest in accounting.
I'm quoting that. Anyway, something fun. All three paths live in different markets.
Right?
IPOs, primary market, brand new shares, money flows to the company. Direct listings, mostly secondary, existing shares changing hands, no new cash. SPAC mergers, hybrid, they issue new shares after the merger, so part primary, part. Well, part, let's hope the math adds up.
That distinction, primary, silese secondary, is the compass.
Yeah.
If you forget it, everything else feels like alphabet soup.
Totally. And fun fact, even the lockup period, that 180-day freeze on insider sales after an IPO, it exists because of that distinction.
Oh.
Without it, insiders could dump shares the second trading starts, flooding supply, crashing price. It's like putting training wheels on liquidity.
Which makes sense until you realize direct listings don't have lockups.
Oh.
So day one, anyone can sell, which is either beautifully democratic or mildly terrifying.
Right? It's the difference between let's coordinate our exit and every person for themselves, may the best order book win.
So, what's the takeaway? There's no best path.
Yeah.
It depends on why you're going public. Need capital? IPO? Want liquidity now? No dilution? Direct listing? Need speed and capital, and you're okay with complexity? SPAC, if you've read the fine print twice?
And if you're a regular investor, just remember, the ticker symbol doesn't tell you how the company got there or what baggage it brought along.
Love that. So next time you hear XYZ just went public, don't just check the price.
Yeah.
Ask how. Was it a Broadway premiere, a pop-up art show, or a surprise album drop with zero warning?
Yes. And maybe, just maybe, glance at the S1.
Right.
Or at least the risk factors section. It's usually the most honest part of the whole document.
Risks include, we might fail, competitors might outsmart us, regulators might change the rules, and also, our CFO really likes abstract art.
Okay. That last one's not in the Nondis one, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
Markets aren't magic, they're machinery. And knowing which gears are turning, that's half the fun.
Absolutely. So whether you're building a company or just buying your first share, remember, going public isn't a finish line.
Right.
It's the first day of permanent homework.
With pop quizzes from the SEC weekly.
See you next time on Market Mischief, where finance has feelings and footnotes.
Bye.